knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Fight too loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday. I hope you are ready to have a great weekend. Oh, a lot of things are going on. And I want to just bring you all the fun stuff, but can't do it. You have to know what's going on in your community, and it's not good, especially if you live down in Douglas County. Reno, Sparks, Fernley, Fallon need your help. We have things going on here and in these areas too, but we're going to be on the national spotlight here very soon. And I'll get to that in just a minute, but for all of you who support the Second Amendment, support the NRA, do you believe the garbage going on with them? Check out today's poll question, 991fmtalk.com, head on over. Should the NRA just give up its nonprofit status and tell the prosecutors to go pound sand? Yes, no. Nissan of Carson City bringing you the poll questions. So appreciative of that. So yesterday's poll question, do you agree with the Trump campaign filing a federal lawsuit against Nevada's mail-in voting law? 95% of you said yes. Do it. We need help. The Nevada Supreme Court, the federal judges here, they don't seem to be caring too much about Nevada citizens' rights. So bring it on. Bring it on the federal level. We need it. Because Nevadans are speaking out as well against this. And what you need to be thinking about is a great article in Breitbart. You need to find your news. Because with the local news, especially when it comes to government, pretty much all is peachy keen. Everything that the governor does, he does it for Nevadans. Everything that the city of Reno does, they're trying to help. They're trying to make things right. Even though they're the ones that are just basically creating the problems. More than 223,000 mail-in ballots sent to registered voters in Clark County were bounced as undeliverable. 223,000. Now, Washoe County, not as bad. Definitely Washoe County doing its thing, but I mean, we had some like almost 28,000. But you know what? Reno and Washoe County does things differently. Reno officials didn't send ballots to inactive voters. Trump wrote in a post, Nevada has zero infrastructure for mail-in voting. It will be a corrupt disaster if not ended by the courts. It will take months or years to figure it out. Florida has a built-in great infrastructure over years with two great Republican governors. Florida, send in your ballots. Nevada, we need this federal lawsuit. There are places not purging their voter rolls. Absentee ballot, again, a completely different thing. You request your ballot when you request an absentee ballot. What Cicilline is doing is just sending them to everybody. Now, Washoe County, of course, we're proud of. We got great people working behind the scenes. But you have to remember, and I hate saying this. I hate it. It actually makes me physically nauseous. Las Vegas, Clark County runs the state. So if Clark County sends out all of these hundreds of thousands of undeliverable mail-in ballots, 58% were inactive voters, 42% active voters. This is not acceptable for not only a presidential election, but for an election where we need to take back the Senate and the Assembly. Even just balance out the power so people actually have to talk to each other and they just don't pass things in the middle of the night like the Democrats are doing. This is not acceptable. It's not fair elections. Yes, everybody has the right to vote. But if you are not going to take the time to register, to update your registration, say you move, something changes, you'd be surprised how many people don't realize, even if you just move into the next county, you got to update your registration. Then do you even deserve to vote? If you're not paying attention to what's going on, then why do you even bother? I want the people voting who are up on the issues, who know about what's going on, and if you just don't care, and you just vote your party, then we're in serious trouble. Because the Democrats still outnumber the Republicans. But because of President Trump and all of his accomplishments, and there are thousands that you don't know about because of the hateful media, because of his accomplishments, that Republican number is closing in to the Democrats. But see, those aren't the votes that are needed to win the state of Nevada. It's the independents. It's those who choose not to register as Democrats or not to register as Republican for whatever personal reasons. Those are the people that have to be swayed. Those are the people who need to be educated on what's going on and the accomplishments of this president. And why do I bring this up? And I tie it back into Douglas County and what's going on with the sheriff and the library situation, the whole Black Lives Matter. Again, the Marxist organization that is just hell-bent and being paid for to divide this country. Because it's not about George Floyd, and it's not about racism, which we'll get to the next gem that our governor, I hold my tongue, has put forth to us. I love it that all the communities have like rants and raves pages and Facebook pages, because you can go on there and people have a tendency to be just a little bit more honest because they think they're talking to like-minded people. And I don't know 100% for sure, because I don't live in Douglas County. I don't know people by name. But going on to some of these Facebook pages and seeing the comments from the residents who once again do not support the accomplishments of this president. They just start off with the Democrat propaganda and hatred. He's dumb. He's racist. He's ruining the country. Wow. The things that he's done for veterans, the things that he's done for the children, the things that he's done for law enforcement, things other presidents have promised that have never been done, he gets done. Yet, but one of the nastiest people on earth gets out there in the media every single day, it seems like, Nancy Pelosi, and just spins lies. I mean, even some people are forced to come out and admit he's done a great job with the coronavirus response. Even though it's a huge farce perpetrated on the world, even Fauci admitted. Of course, you know what? When it comes to Dr. Fauci, every time he speaks, all I hear is blah, 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 blah. Same with Dr. Birx. These people have incredible pasts. And we'll bring up that a little bit too. But we can't accept mail-in ballots. It is corrupt. Look at the numbers of Las Vegas. Don't look at the numbers of Washoe. Look at the numbers of Las Vegas. And going back to our, as they're called, bedroom communities, Douglas County, Minden, Gardnerville, so beautiful there. Story County, Dayton, Yerington, Lyon County. We have some amazing places here. But from what I'm seeing on Facebook, wow. You're not as conservative as you think you are. Definitely not as conservative as you think you are. So tread lightly as we head into this, what are we down to? We're in the 80s now. 87. It feels like literally just yesterday I said we're 100 days away. I feel like it's Monday. Time is flying because of all of the bull squat that we have to listen to and deal with on a daily basis. Like the world's going to hell in a handbasket and we're on full speed ahead. How do we change that? Let's find out. Talk and text lines are open. 884-9910. We'll talk about racism and Governor Sisolak right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
When the rains came down in the hollow,
it's the Monica J Show. Oh, one of my favorite summer songs there. Laughing in the hollow. It is the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And that's what we do. We talk. It's live. It's local. It's FM. So everybody can get involved. Want to bring you this. And I'm going to just read his quote because, well, you try to figure it out for yourself as we go along. To be successful, we have developed a sustainable, targeted response model, one that will allow us to utilize all available state and county assets in this response and recovery effort. Maximize consistency and accountability and prioritize the communication of the state's most accurate data to the public and the decision makers. What? Translation? We still have no idea what the hell we're doing, but hope by cranking out this indecipherable word salad, the public won't catch on. Too late. That's the governor talking about Nevada's response to the COVID-19 election infection. A listener sent me that. I really like that. Election infection, because that's what it is. It's just double speak and gibberish. And I thank Chuck Muth for sending that out. Because you know that's what it is. Politicians are elected and move up in the ranks because they can speak for hours and say nothing. And yet the media eats it up. Oh, how wise. Talking text lines, 884-9910. Let's check in with Molly this morning, see what Molly wants to talk about. Hi, Molly. Thanks for calling the show. Happy Friday.
Thanks, Monica. Happy Friday to you, too. Hey, I just heard your comments on Douglas County and the Facebook stuff. I'm a resident in Douglas, and I don't do Facebook. And it breaks my heart to hear the bashing of our president. So I just wanted to say for all of us conservatives in Douglas who don't get involved in the chaos, that there is a huge component that does support the president and that does understand our constitutional liberties and that we're fighting and we're very involved, but not on the Facebook junk. And so I just want to put a little plug in there for us, because there's a lot of us. And
I love hearing that, like, Molly. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. And, you know, I think also there's just such a huge outside influence now in Nevada. And I think that the people who move here seek a way of life and then misunderstand that they can't bring with them what they're escaping.
Yeah.
But they don't get that. And so they bring it here. And then what was once a beautiful, rural, super supportive, freedom-loving community changes. And I think that a lot of us who are paying attention have been aware of these changes for a long time, and we're just getting flooded.
I'm glad you guys are aware of it and paying attention, because, yeah, that is exactly what's going on. And it's not just Douglas County. It's all of the communities around us. That's how Washoe County has become so blue, you know, over the past years.
Yeah. And I moved out of Washoe County, 6 or 8 years ago, but I'm a sixth generation Nevada and a ranching family. And so I've seen these changes. You know, you grow up in cowboy boots and Wranglers, and then you come into the urban areas of Nevada, and it is a different world being out in the rurals and then into our cities. And it's, I don't know, it's one of those things, right?
And then it's all put back to you by these, you know, intolerant people that you're hicks and you don't know what's going on in the world, because, you know, they see you dressed a certain way. And so, of course, you don't know what's going on. So, Molly,
right,
thank you for calling and being so supportive of Douglas County and letting us know that's the thing. Is you have to know what is going on in your community and how people really feel. Because that's how these instances of what's going on between the library, head librarian, I don't know, what director, I guess director now, and the sheriff. There's so much more to be said on that, so we'll get to Fox News, and then we'll come back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this beautiful Friday. It's going to be a warm one this weekend, so make sure you drink lots of water and get those nutrients in there. We don't need any heat stroke or anything like that. Check out 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. So should the NRA just give up its nonprofit status and tell prosecutors to go pound sand with what they're being attacked with now? It's just another ploy by paid politicians to keep throwing in the distractions. You know why the NRA is being taken to task? I mean, yes, they overspend at the top echelon. This is not something new that has been brought up against Wayne LaPierre. It was brought up years ago. And it's a continuing problem. And that is for the members and the people who sign up to the NRA to take care of. Not this prosecutor who keeps getting or who is elected because of the people who donate to her campaign. This is all because they donate millions of dollars to Republican candidates and Democrats as well, who are supportive of the Second Amendment, but mostly Democrats. And they were going to be, again, one of the biggest donors to Donald Trump's reelection campaign. And they could not have that, because now they have to hold on to these millions of dollars to fight lawsuits. See how that works? Poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question: do you agree with the Trump campaign filing a federal lawsuit against Nevada's mail-in voting law? 95% of you voting said yes. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Mark this morning at 884-9910. Mark, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica, a couple of things. The first one, this is kind of crazy, but I do believe it's true. I actually have a friend that works in the White House, and he called me up the other day and told me this. He said that if Biden does get elected, the reason why he's going to be elected is he wants to put a few things in place with Obama's help, obviously, and then he is planning on stepping down and having the vice president take over. This is actually something that came from the White House.
Yeah.
Crazy as it sounds, I believe it 100% because
eventually it doesn't.
Someone
Mark,
is
it doesn't sound crazy
Biden.
Because this is all over out there. There are two different scenarios. Joe Biden will never be president.
He can't. I mean, someone eventually is going to have to ask about his health when they're debating, and he is going to have to tell the truth. And again, he's not there. His wits are not about him. So that supposedly, again, him and Obama want to put things in place, of course, the way Obama wants it done. And then Biden's going to step down. And I guess the VP is coming, some lady from California. I don't even know her name. But that's one thing. The other thing that I want to talk to you about and the topic that I wanted to talk to you about is racism. Everybody is racist. Monica, I'm going to be straight up. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm probably one of the most racist people you will ever talk to on the radio. I'm a Confederate number one. God is number two. God is number one. My Confederacy and my loyalty to the South is number two. So, look, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm one of the most prejudiced people probably in the United States, and I'm proud of it, and I stand by it. And for the people that are saying that they're not racist, you think about it for a minute. People driving down the road, and they see a homeless person. They look, oh, how disgusting is that homeless person? That's racism. Even that small little thing right there, that's racist. So when people are calling and saying that they're not racist, they're full of crap. Every human being on the face of this planet is racist to a certain extent. Thank you.
That's why I say, Mark, that, you know, this whole task of BLM, that they say that they want to eliminate racism, it'll never happen. Racism will never
be
eliminated.
How many times have we heard on the TV about them saying that they want to kill little white babies? That's
yeah.
not racist.
Yeah. Kill all cops. Yeah,
that's not racism when you're saying kill the police, defund the police. You're not talking about racism there. Come on.
Well, see, Mark, and that's how the media portrays it, is you can't be white. You can't be racist against white people. That's just not a possibility. They have turned this, and there are even some dictionaries that are going to change the definition that, you know, and make it more specific just to skin color, you know, and they're going to remove the possibility of people being racist against white people, because you go into some black communities and people don't know who you are and you're immediately attacked. There's video evidence.
Hunter's Point? Yeah.
No.
Have you ever heard of Hunter's Point in San Francisco?
No.
Okay. When you get a little opportunity to do so, look up Hunter's Point right around, the early 70s. My stepbrother was married to a black woman. They lived in Hunter's Point. So my mother used to take me and my little brother to Hunter's Point. And when you look up Hunter's Point in the early 70s, two little white kids running around Hunter's Point, you'll know why I'm racist. I have a hole in my back from a black man on Folsom Street in San Francisco who just decided to shove a knife in my back for no reason at all after I was dancing and leaving a place called the Oasis. And this happened in 1983. So, you know, San Francisco, they talk about they're not racist, but they're the most racist people in the world. That's bottom line. And we all are.
Yeah. Mark, thank you for your honesty and being who you are, because all of our differences make us who we are. You can be racist, but you also need to be tolerant. You need to be tolerant of others, because Mark is right. You know, how many times, and this is funny because now they've turned comedy against everybody. How many times have you laughed at a joke that was specifically targeted at Hispanics or at Blacks or at Asians? And you laughed because it was funny. And you'll laugh at jokes about white people, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Or if you're Black, you'll laugh about jokes at, you know, about Black people. That doesn't matter. That makes you a racist. That doesn't make you a racist. That's how the media and the left has twisted the minds of people. The cancel culture. Look at what Nancy Pelosi pushes. The extermination of Black babies. You look at Planned Parenthood, you look at their numbers. You look at the people that they run with. Do you think that they'd hang out with Claiborne in the Congress if, you know, if he weren't Black? If you are going to try and have a conversation about racism, be honest. But people are too afraid to be honest. I try not to look at the color of somebody's skin. Because I know some amazing Black people, intelligent and just love life, want to succeed. It doesn't matter what the skin color is. Nobody said it better than Martin Luther King. It's the content of someone's character. And if you are of any specific color and you are out there, kill all white babies, kill all white people, kill all cops, I don't hate you because of the color of your skin. I just hate you because of the vitriol that you're spewing about humanity. It doesn't matter about the color of your skin. The left has made everybody a victim. If you didn't get that job, it's color of your skin. Or it's your gender. Or it's your religion. Everybody is a victim. I was a victim because, well, I'm fat. Am I happy with that? No, I'm not. But you know what? I own it. If you don't want to be my friend, if you don't want me to work for you, if you know what, then you lose out. It's not until people stand up to what they're being accused of and fight back. I don't mean physically fight back. I mean, fight back. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your values. Stand up for your morals. Stand up for your ideas. This whole BS of Governor Sisolak signing this proclamation that it is a health crisis, that racism is a health crisis, is pure and utter left-wing agenda. He's just toting the line. He's following what he has been told. Why do you think Gretchen Whitmer is doing the same thing? Governor Whitner just made the same proclamation. We don't have a governor who can think for himself, who can make decisions, and who cares about Nevada. He's a transplant from California, just a sleeper on the commission until he gets his chance, until Bloomberg can put him in office, till the Democrats can put him in office, where he can do real damage. And he is doing real damage. Because when we come back, I will tell you where you can find the article. This is from the National Pulse. It's from, let's see, where is it? The National Pulse, like I said. Exclusive hidden FDA document explains why liar Dr. Fauci opposes hydroxychloroquine. Top doctors explain. Now, the left are pretty much closed-minded. They've been told what to think. They've been told what to do. Wear their masks, get in line, stay at home. I'm going to share this with you right after we come back from this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Only in America can an ethnic group have Black Awareness Month, a Black holiday, Black-only colleges, Black-only dating sites, Black-only bars and clubs, and turn around and call everyone else racist. Thank you so much for being here, and we've got a big issue, and that's called conformity. Going along to get along and with what the government tells you. The government has lied about every single program that it has ever had, whether it be social, military, or whatnot. And we see this coming to light every single day. Things are finally admitted. So why would you think that the whole topic about COVID-19, even as we see another death here in Northern Nevada, I would like more information on that 40-year-old's death. But, you know, HIPAA, they probably won't put anything out. All they say is, you know, no underlying issues. Mm-hmm. The efficacy study of hydroxychloroquine was done decades ago. This drug has been around for over 60 years and has been used successfully and doesn't have all of those scary side effects that are being shoved down your throats. The reason is all money. If there is a drug that is available, that works, then you have to read this article, because I can't put it all out there for you in just the few minutes that I have. Declaration by the HHS Secretary of Emergency Situation leading to serious or life-threatening disease or condition. All right. This document makes clear that emergency use authorization cannot be used for more than one drug or therapeutic. Do you understand what that means? That means if hydroxychloroquine is out there and it works and is used, then they cannot spend all of this money and get everybody using a brand new vaccine that hasn't been highly tested and a brand new drug, i.e. remdesivir, that also has not been highly tested. But rather than paying for a dollar's worth of treatment, hospitals will have to pay $1,000 a day for treatment. This is all about money. This is not about your life. This is not about your well-being. When are you going to think logically and start looking at this information that is out there? We'll be back after this Fox News update. Sam, please call back.